Back here once more on the Cornerstone Furniture Mattress post-game show. Connor Harvey here with you, now speaking with the head coach of the Potosi Lady Trojans, Coach Ashley Matthews. Coach, I'll say what I said to Coach Fisher. This one, we expected a war, and we kind of got a war tonight. Five sets, but ultimately you're able to come out on top with a quick start in that final set to pick up the win. Give me some thoughts on tonight's game and how you thought the girls performed.
A win is a win. I feel like it wasn't our best game, but we had a lot of errors, a lot of hitting errors, defensive errors, things that we haven't done since, I guess, the beginning of the season. I told the girls that these Valley Catholic Warriors were not going to give up. They were going to give us a fight, and they were going to give us their all, and they definitely did that. But ultimately, we pulled it out. We got some energy toward the end of the fourth set, and we were on a roll going into the fifth set. So proud of them for overcoming that.
I was going to ask you about set three, but Valley comes out to a quick start, 9-4. You take an early timeout. And then from there, it kind of seems like you dominated that whole third set. And I think that was kind of key tonight for your girls to come through and eventually claim the five-set win. What kind of things were said in that early timeout in set three, and what kind of adjustments were you making?
I guess you all just like working under pressure. I'm not sure. They don't really start playing until things get tough and tight. So they figured it out. I called another timeout pretty quick too, and I was like, I'm out of timeouts. You're gonna have to figure it out. You're gonna have to figure out what you need to do and play a little bit harder. I feel like we didn't play our hardest tonight. That the Valley Catholic Warriors, they gave us their all.
Set three and set four, Valley again came out to a quick start, but set five, it felt like you kind of flipped the script on them a little bit, jumped out to an early lead, and although Valley was really able to settle things, you were able to kind of close that one out. And I don't want to ask kind of the same question again. Were there any adjustments made to kind of maybe start out a little bit quicker? But what do you attribute to maybe kind of that success early in set five?
I told them, I was like, if they take us to five, they're going to beat us, because they take people to five and they beat them pretty quick. It's a quick game, quick set to five or 15. So I was like, we don't have very much room for error. So we're going to have to put our foot on the gas from the go. And they did. They proved me wrong. I told them after the game in the locker room, they definitely proved me wrong, and I was proud of them. So overall, it was a good win. We made some adjustments there. We moved Evelyn into the middle when 28 for Valley Catholic was out of the game. Sorry, I don't know her name, but she was out of the game. We moved her to the middle, and we were successful there. Less room for error there for us, so that was good for us going into the fifth set.
Big night for Litton and Robart as usual, but a player I want to ask you about tonight is Adeline Gibson. You know, Jared and I were very high tonight on Gibson. Early on, especially, that second ball attack, that kind of dump toward the donut, was really working for her here today, and then not a lot of bad sets tonight coming through for Gibson. What makes her a good player?
She is an intelligent player. She sees this court well. She has great hands. She's pretty much our quarterback on the floor beside Eden. So her and Eden have played ball together for a very long time, so that helps us also. We've kind of settled into the 5-1 running with Gibson, so hopefully she can keep up with that and keep moving forward. Her and Eve have started clicking really well, and other players I hope can contribute soon.
This is kind of a gauntlet week for your Lady Trojans. It doesn't get much easier tomorrow. You've got the Farmington Knights here at home. What do you know about Farmington?
They're going to be excited to play the Lady Trojans. We talked about that in the locker room as well. I told them they're going to have energy from the start. They're not going to be able to get down tomorrow night, because they're going to be just as fired up to play us as we are to play them. They have several good hitters, Kylie Wood, Brenna Bakken, I think Lila Roth's going to be back potentially. So we're just going to have to be ready to play our best ball tomorrow.